From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has pointed out that the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has offered an opportunity to strengthen resilience against disasters in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, while delivering the opening remarks virtually at the National Disaster Mitigation Coordinating Meeting in 2021, held at the State Palace on Wednesday, he affirmed that the government must use this experience as a momentum to strengthen Indonesia's resilience in mitigating any form of disaster. He also remarked that over the last 1 year, Indonesia and some 215 other nations have worked hard to handle the COVID-19 pandemic, which has required them to work quickly and innovatively, and they enter into regional and international collaboration. He added that he would also like to remind all Indonesians that Indonesia is a country prone to disasters. It's one of the 35 most disaster-prone nations in the world. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has encouraged education, mainly universities, to facilitate the government in refining the quality of human resources in a bid to enable Indonesia to progress at the same pace as development nations. As reported by Antara News Agency, he affirmed in his remarks at the online graduation event of Nahdlatul Ulama University UNU in West Nusa Tenggara on Wednesday that one of Indonesia's main challenges is the quality of human resources at the college level that has not reached the ideal figure. As a country with profuse natural resources, Indonesia should be able to tap into this potential to come up with products of high demand. This can be realized only if the community has proficiency in processing those natural resources. He also cited as an example to countries in Asia, South Korea and Singapore, that have been able to dominate the global market with their electronic products and international business despite having limited human and natural resources. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan launched a national mangrove rehabilitation program with the plantation of mangrove trees in Tanjung Pasir Village, Tangerang District, Banten Province on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the event was also attended by Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, Minister of Villages, Disadvantaged Region and Transmigration Abdul Halim Iskandar, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno, Chief of Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency Hartono, and Governor of Banten Wahidin Halim. Minister Panjaitan in a written statement released on Wednesday stated that the symbolic planting of mangrove trees shows that Indonesia must act swiftly to achieve the target of rehabilitating 150,000 hectares of mangrove forest this year. He further said that mangrove forests currently cover an area of 3.31 million hectares in the country and account for 20% of the world's mangrove forest. Unfortunately, 600,000 hectares of the 3.31 million hectares of Indonesian mangrove forests are in a critical condition. Budi Gunadi Sadikin has urged people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 more patiently with a phased rollout of the vaccine program amid a tussle between countries to secure vaccine. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Budi Gunadi, while reviewing a vaccination program at the MUI office in Jakarta on Wednesday, stated that many countries have not been able to get the vaccine. Of the total 7.8 billion human population on Earth, 70% or about 5.5 billion people need 11 billion vaccine doses to achieve herd immunity. Thus, the vaccination process is going to be gradual. He further said that there is tough competition among countries to procure COVID-19 vaccine, as all countries are relying on them to emerge out of the crisis. Indonesia, he said, is lucky because it has received vaccines and started the vaccination process. Minister Budi also noted in comparison, several other Asian countries just started vaccination a few days ago. Let's move on to the international news. President Joe Biden singled out a growing rivalry with China as a key challenge facing the United States, with his top diplomat describing the Asian country as the biggest geopolitical test of the century. As reported by Reuters.com, the administration rolled out its thinking in a 24-page document outlining Biden's national security policies, along with the first major foreign policy speech by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The national security document said it is the only competitor potentially capable of combining its economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power to mount a sustained challenge to a stable and open international system. It added that in the face of challenges from China and Russia, the U.S. military would shift its emphasis away from unneeded legacy platforms and weapon system to free up resources for investment in cutting-edge technologies. Bangladesh is moving nearly 4,000 more Rohingya Muslims refugees to a remote bay of Bengal Island, officials said on Wednesday, despite complaints from rights groups concerned about the site's vulnerability to storms and flooding. As reported by Reuters.com, Dhaka has relocated more than 10,000 people to Basanchar Island since early December from border camps where more than a million refugees lived in ramshackle huts perched on raised hillsides. Navy official Rashid Sattar said from the island that today, 2,254 Rohingya people arrived and tomorrow they are going to expecting 1,700 plus. Bangladesh says the relocation is voluntary, but some refugees from the first group that went there in early December spoke of being sourced. The government has dismissed safety concerns over the island, citing the building of the flood defense as well as housing for 100,000 people, hospitals, and cyclone centers. It also says overcrowding in refugee camp fueled crime, while some Rohingya said frequent violence in the camps had driven them to relocate. At least 38 people were killed in Myanmar on Wednesday in what the UN described as the bloodiest day since the coup took place a month ago. UN envoy to Myanmar Christine Skranner Bergener said there was shocking footage coming out the country. As quoted by BBC.com, witness said, security forces opened fire with rubber and live bullets. Mass protests and acts of civil disobedience have been seen across Myanmar since the military seized power on February 1st. Protesters have been calling for an end to military rule and the release of the country's elected government leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, who were overthrown and detained in the coup. The coup and the violent suppression of protests that followed have led to international condemnation, which Myanmar's military has so far ignored. Listener, that was the news.
Indonesian National Police officially launched the virtual police on February 25th to prevent the violation of electronic information and transaction law, or what we'll call in Indonesia UU ITE. Virtual police is a unit initiated by the National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo to respond to the President Joko Widodo's direction on vague provisions in the ITE law. Police's PR Division Head Inspector General Argo Yuwono said the existence of police in digital space is to maintain people's security and order so that the internet can be clean, healthy, and productive. The virtual police will provide education about contents spread by the individuals if they are potentially violating the law. Towards a potentially criminal content, the police will warn the uploader or the poster based on deep study results with the experts. In short, the virtual police will patrol across the internet to remind social media users of ITE law violations, while the law enforcement will be done by the cyber police. The existence of virtual police brings in controversy. Many worry that the virtual police will make people feel unsafe to post any comment on internet. This is actually normal because the virtual police was formed when the ITE law was on the spotlight for its vague provisions. Nevertheless, an institution to control the order on the internet, such as the virtual police, is actually necessary. They work to protect the people from provoking contents such as hoax, intolerance, and racism. Also, the virtual police will also register crime, especially the ITE law-related ones. With the worry against the virtual police, it seems that the national police still needs to make a massive introduction to the people so that the virtual police will not scare the people from expressing themselves in the social media.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎ mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker the dragon. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, Today in History start with the event on March 4, 1977, earthquake hit Vrancea in Romania. On Friday, March 4, 1977, there was an earthquake hitting Vrancea in Romania, and it was felt throughout the Balkans. This earthquake measures 7.2 magnitude and its epicenter is located in the province of Vrancea at a depth of 94 kilometers. This earthquake killed about 1,578 people and injured more than 11,000 people. About 35,000 buildings were damaged and the total loss was estimated at around $2 billion. Much damage occurred in the Romanian capital, Bucharest. Next event was in 1980. Robert Mugabe became the first black prime minister in Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe served as prime minister in the government of President Priest Dr. Canaan Sodindo Banana, who is popular as a nationalist figure. Mugabe then became president of Zimbabwe on December 31, 1987. He abolished 20 seats in parliament and 10 senate seats for representatives of wide society. In the presidential election that coincided with the parliamentary elections in 1990, President Robert Mugabe was re-elected. The last event was in 2012. Vladimir Putin won election again in Russia. On March 4, 2012, Putin won the Russian presidential election for the third time. During Putin's first presidency, the Russian economy grew for 8 years, and GDP measured in purchasing power increased by 72%. Putin has enjoyed very high levels of domestic and foreign approval throughout his career. In 2007, he was selected as Figure of the Year by Time magazine. In 2015, he was placed at number 1 on Time magazine's list of most influential people. In 2013, 2014, and 2015, he also ranked first on Forbes magazine's list of most influential people in the world. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Satu asa dan sejiwa untuk
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Riau Provincial's government provides some heavy equipment that people can use to open the land without burning. It aims to prevent haze from the land and forest fires. Governor of Riau Province, Sam Shuar, in a press statement on Wednesday said that the government strongly forbids the people from opening the land by burning. So the Riau government has provided excavator at 6 working units of Riau Public Works and Spatial Planning Agency. The people can contact the agency to use the heavy equipment. The Riau government has also set a land and forest fires emergency alert status since February 11 until October 31, 2021. This aims to prevent the fire because Riau experiences a long dry season and therefore it's very prone to peatland fire. Land and forest fires frequently happen in the coast, such as Bengkalis Regency. There was also a mid-scale fire in Pekanbaru City. Governor Sam Shuar admitted that there are still people unaware of the dangers of burning peatland. He also hopes that haze will not happen in Riau this year because it would worsen people's condition amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on data from Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency's Pekanbaru Station, there were 11 hotspots on Wednesday. The hotspots spread in Bengkalis Regency 3 spots, Dumai City 3 spots, Pelalawan Regency 2 spots, Rokan Hilir Regency 2 spots, and Meranti Island 1 spot. Currently, the extinguishing process still depends on a joint team from the land and one helicopter from the Environment and Forestry Ministry.
Yeah.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Chele clothing is one of the traditional clothes of women from Ambon, Maluku. Many of Chele's clothes are dominated by red and white. Typical motifs are geometric lines or small squares. Chele's clothing is a kind of bracket clothing that extends to the middle of the hips. This Maluku's traditional clothing is usually worn during traditional ceremonies such as the inauguration of the king, country washing events, country parties, or Panas Pela events. For the making process of traditional cloth, technique of sewing are used in which the neck of the shirt is in the shape of V. The sleeves can be long. Generally, Chele's clothes have a bright color pattern and most of them are red. Red has the value of cheerfulness and dexterity. The color of the blouse or shirts also determines the position in society. The red color is used by the girl or bride, and the green one for women who are already got married. The white or dark red is for women who have grandchildren, and black for worship in church. If there is a girl who wears this outfit, she will be referred to as Miss Kain Chele shirt or Miss Salele cloth. If a woman wears it, she will be called as the lady of the Salele cloth. Usually, Chele's clothes are worn with the sarung that is not too different in color. The Chele clothing is combined with Maluku's typical woven sarung that matches the knee and is also added with lenso or a handkerchief that is placed on the shoulder as an ornament. This cloth can be worn barefoot or you can wear slippers. For hair accessories, Maluku women usually wear a bun with a hairpin made of gold or silver. Then there are bronze flowers which are looped around the bun, usually made of cork.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, the National Police Headquarters has launched Virtual Police. The Virtual Police Unit has the idea of the Chief of Police, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, was formed to prevent criminal acts in the Information and Electronic Transactions Law. Head of the Public Relations Division of the National Police, Inspector General Argos Yuwono, explained that the presence of the police in the digital space is a form of maintaining public order security so that the cyber world can move cleanly, healthy, and productively. He further emphasized that the police officers would later provide education regarding content disseminated by certain parties if it has the potential to violate a criminal act. General Argo Yuwono also stated that if there is a post that has the potential to violate a crime, the police will give a warning to the account, referring to an in-depth study with experts. Thus, the virtual police do not operate according to their own subjectivity. As for the process, the virtual police will give a warning if they find writing or pictures that have the potential to violate criminal acts. Investigator will take screenshots to conduct consultations with an expert team consisting of criminal, language, and ITE experts. Later, the warning will go directly to the message column or direct message from the account owner who uploaded the content. The goal is that social media users do not feel offended by the warnings given. After the message is received, the police hope that the alleged criminal content will be removed by the account owner. If the account owner is still reluctant to delete their uploads, warnings will continue to be given as long as there are parties who feel disadvantaged by the upload. If then the person who feels aggrieved makes the police report, the task of the police is to facilitate a feasible way through the mediation process. Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo has issued at least 2 guidelines for the police in order to make the law enforcement process as ultimate resort in handling cases of the ITE law. He also has issued circular and telegrams, each of which has a sequence of methods for investigators to respond to cybercrime cases. Head of the Criminal Investigation Agency, Commissioner General of Police Agus Andrianto, said that his site would punish investigators who violated these guidelines. According to Agus, this is one way to prevent bias and subjectivity of investigators in accepting or continuing ITE cases in society. That was Miss Seleni.
Oh. pikiran hayalan, imaji seluas angkasa, berderet berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa kulakukan perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata air yang terus selalu memberi karya terbaik bagi bangsa. Menjadi mata air, ciptakan kedamaian, menjawab tantangan arah tujuan masa depan Indonesia. Seluas angkasa, berderet berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa,
apa yang bisa
lakukan perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom besmetting, overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Agustina Mayang Sari or Mayang Sari was a well-known singer in the 90s era, who became popular after releasing her first album entitled Gairah. Apart from being a pop singer, she also has the ability to nyinden or sing in Japanese songs. One of the pop hits from Mayang Sari is Tiada Lagi, which means no more. The song is in the album Tiada Lagi that was released in 1998. Listener, here is Mayang Sari with Tiada Lagi.
Sia-sia sudah kita jalin cinta, bila hati selalu berbeda. Sampai kapan lagi ku harus menahan rasa kecewa dalam dada. Seandainya kita masih bersatu, tak mungkinkah menyatu. Walau masih ada sisa cinta, biarkan saja berakhir sampai di sini. Kecewa di dalam dada. Seandainya kita masih bersatu, tak mungkinkan menyatu. Walau masih ada sisa cinta, biarkan saja berakhir sampai di sini. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sekian lama sudah kita telah bersama, namun kau banyak berubah. Kini tiada lagi rindu di hatimu yang dulu hanya untuk diriku. Harus ku sadari kita semakin telah berbeda. Rasanya tak mungkin bersama lagi. Biar ku
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.